Hello, hello, Inglês na Ponta da Língua fans and friends. Here we are again with another edition of our Inglês na Ponta da Língua podcast. My name is Enilson de Lima, I'm an EFL ESL teacher trainer in Brazil, and the one responsible for the blog Inglês na Ponta da Língua. In case you want to download the MP3 and PDF files for this podcast, just go to denilsondelima.blogspot.com. You can also keep improving your English language skills by liking our fan page on Facebook. For that, just visit facebook.com/denilsondelima. Well, today, we are going to talk about the meaning and use of the expression a total crock. But before that, let me tell you about one of the funniest things about languages. There is this strange phenomenon that makes words change their meanings from time to time. This is actually how languages developed throughout history. A good example of this changing phenomenon is the word nice. Did you know that back in the 13th century, nice meant foolish, stupid, senseless? Weird, huh? Now, why nice meant stupid at that time? Well, to cut a long story short, nice comes from the Latin word nacius, which means ignorant. Well, I guess you know the word nacio in Portuguese, don't you? Nacio is a synonym of ignorante, imbecil, idiota, otário. If we go through the whole facts about the history of nice, we are going to spend like an hour talking about it. There are moments in history that we don't even know the real meaning of the word nice when used by authors on their books. It could mean anything like stupid, extravagant, elegant, strange, modest, shy. It was only in the middle of the 18th century, around 1769 to be more precise, that the word nice started being used in the sense of pleasant, agreeable, delightful. Nowadays, as we all know, nice is defined as pleasant, enjoyable, or attractive. Learning the history of the word nice is really, really nice. It helps you understand why some native English language speakers don't like being described as nice. I actually had a friend from England who hated being called nice. Every time someone said she was nice, she didn't like it. She would prefer being called anything but nice. Well, anyway, I don't want to spend the whole time here talking about nice. The real goal here today is to teach you the meaning of the expression a total crock. Crock, in standard English, is a container used for storing food. In Portuguese, it can be translated as pote, jarro, or moringa. It is believed that at the end of the rainbow, there is even a crock of gold. No one has ever gotten it, so if that's true or not, we may never know. Well, but what does that have to do with a total crock? The thing is, the word crock is also used nowadays as an American slang word meaning something that you don't believe, accept, or agree with. It is not a polite word. Some people even take it as an offensive word. So you, as an English second language learner, should not make use of it. In Portuguese, we can translate crock as besteira, bobagem, asneira. Unfortunately, we don't have a word that represents how offensive crock is. Now, you might be wondering why it is offensive. A crock is actually a short form of the expression a crock of shit, which means the same as a bunch of lies, a load of bullshit, a load of humbug, etc. Having said that, I have to warn you that shit is one of the most offensive words in English, and saying a crock makes people think of the whole expression a crock of shit. Now I guess you can get the whole point of this expression. That is, if a crock, in standard English, means a container, imagine a crock of shit. So, describing what someone says as a total crock is not a good thing at all. I would say that in Portuguese we do have a translation for it. Sometimes we may say, que monte de merda você está falando? Anyway, never use any of these expressions. You can learn them so as to understand them, but please never use them. You are a polite person, so you have to say polite things. There you go, some of these polite expressions to help you. What a bunch of lies. That's a total baloney. What a bunk. That's cow chips. That's a load of hooey. Well, I guess that's all for today. I hope you've enjoyed listening to this podcast. Get ready for the next one, okay? And don't forget to like our fan page on Facebook. Just go to facebook.com/denilsondelima and like it. Oh, you can also go to our blog and watch a video clip on which Al Pacino uses the expression a crock of shit. The URL for our blog is denilsondelima.blogspot.com. Bye-bye, guys.